Okay, so yesterday we discussed at some length the case in the Gemara regarding the person who had the rock on his person, never knew about it, got up and had it slide off and cause damage. Towards the end of Shir, we moved over to the second case where he initially knew about it, then forgot and had it cause damage. And looking at Rashi's presentation, Rashi's explanation of the Gemara, it seems that the reason why he's potter in that case from the Dal Dvarim is because he's treated like an onus. The question that we raise, though, is why is that not called a situation of pshia? Why is he not a posheya? He put it there, he knew that it was there, he forgot it. Why don't we just simply say he was posheya? Instead, in which case we would say, no, you're chayv in Dal Dvarim, because we say it's mazed or karvel mazed, you're chayv in Dal Dvarim. Right? That was the question we left off with. So let's take a look at the Muka Yosef on Daf Yud Amud Beis in the Daf Yaref. It's four lines down in the Muka Yosef. Vilafikach.
Doesn't the first couple lines also help with that? Just so you know, like, what's going on in the...
Well, he's talking about another case. I didn't really want you guys to get bogged down in the other case. If you looked at it, great.
Coals, right? It's talking about coals.
He's talking about a person basically who's walking around some lit gacheles, a lit ember. And he walks around in a windy environment, and then what happens is, because of the wind, somehow the gachelas causes a fire to break out in his neighbor's property, and he causes damage in that place. And we say he's responsible because he's walking around with a lit ember in a windy environment. And it was a type of wind that was what we call a ruach metsuya, not an unusual wind. It's not the type of situation where, oh, in a normal setting this would have never happened, but for the fact that it was a unusual wind. No, in this case it was normal wind. Normal wind together with this type of fiery substance, when put together, is going to cause this type of situation. Therefore, he was essentially on notice. He did something that was foolish under the circumstances. Therefore, he's responsible. So he contrasts that from our case. Someone like to read? One, two, three, four lines. It's the last of the wide lines.
Does it make a difference if we've read recently?
Yeah.
I would like someone who hasn't read in a while.
All right,
stop. Let's break it down a little bit here. So this is an important term. This is a very important term. It's not comparable to Even Munachas Bechego V'Shachach V'Aman V'Nafla, in which you're potter from Dal Dvarim. That's our case.
What's the Lodom?
Lodom, it's not comparable. The Gachelos case. The Gachelos case, which is not our focus for the day. Right? So that case of the Gachelos is not comparable to the case of Even Munach L'Becheko V'Shachach V'Amai V'Nafla. That's our case. What we'll call our case. Our case is the case of Even Munach L'Becheko V'Shachach V'Amai V'Nafla. What's the rule there? Potter Midal Dvarim. So why aren't they comparable? Stop. What does that mean? This is our case, the case of Even Munachas Lo Becheko V'Shachach V'Nafla, is not what?
It's not Pshia.
It's not Pshia at all. Even what? Even Tchilas of Pshia. Even Tchilas of Pshia.
What does that mean?
That's what I want you to tell me.
Even if the first act was Pshia, the general cause is not Pshia.
He's saying even that, it wasn't the first cause.
Oh, the first cause wasn't Pshia.
Pshia klal, it's not Tchilas of Pshia klal. In some cases you'll have situations where you did something that was Pshia, but after it wasn't the Pshia that immediately caused the Nezek, you were Posheya, then you went and did something and you were an Ones after having been Posheya. That's what we call Tchilas of Pshia Sof of Ones. I was a fool. I went outside my house with this lit candle in the wind. Okay, and then the wind came by and blew it into my neighbor's yard. So that I was poshe because I took it outside in the wind. Did I go and light his yard on fire? Did I light his barn? Did I stick it on the door and light it up? No, that was honest. What happened? The wind came by, knocked it in. Yeah, but how did you get to that position? Tchilas of pshia. Over here, say no, you weren't even tchilas of pshia. There's no pshia. Oh, let's read. Let's see. You weren't poshe here.
Interesting tchilas of pshia.
There are going to be cases where your whole activity is kulo pshia.
Greetings.
Okay. So there are going to be cases where your whole action is one of pshia.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right? I'm shooting okay. arrows yeah. in a hallway where at any moment someone could come out.
All
right. Is that mazid? No, I'll say it's pshia karov mazid.
I thought he was asking like if the first if you're pshia tchila in the beginning but onus in the end.
No, he's asking what's the difference between a case of pshia
and regular
and tchilaso pshia. So I'm trying to tell you that there could be a case where the injury itself came about through your mice of pshia. And then there's a case where you just set things in motion with your pshia. But ultimately, the last cause was onus.
Okay.
So he says, even that you don't have here. Even tchiloso pshia sofa ba'onus, you don't have here. Right? Why not? Dr. Jake, carry on. Good. So what does that mean?
So
he says, what are you going to do? We're going to look at his actions based on what? If you look at Shas Hanocha, if you say, okay, when was his Maisa? His Maisa was taking this rock and putting it on his lap. So was that an act of Pshia?
No.
Well, I don't know what we—I don't know what we have said before having seen this Nimuki Yosef. Nimuki Yosef says that's not called pshia. Why not?
Because
you put it in a situation, you put it in an environment where you could easily protect it and watch it and make sure nothing happens. Right?
Put on his lap. No.
Put on his lap. He's sitting down. Don't we say
you should be checking at all times?
That's when you get up. Oh. Right.
Is he going to say that the pshia was?
I don't know what he's going to say. Let's focus on what he did say so far. What he did say was, when you put it down, you didn't do anything wrong. There's no pshia in what you did. You didn't put it teetering on the edge of a table, right? You didn't put it balancing on the edge of your balcony. You didn't hang it from some flimsy cord. You put it in a safe place. At the moment, you put it in a place that's a makom shamur. That's what you have to do. You have something that could potentially cause damage, could potentially be used as a vehicle of nezek. You have to be careful with it. You have to protect it. You have to guard against any potential nezek. Right? He did that. He put it in a makom shamur. He put it in a safe place. You can't fault him for that. The whole time he's sitting, he's not doing anything wrong. No pshia there. Right? Let's move on. Dr. J? V'imishom. Sorry, kevan shiyocha li zarva v'hishayta la poshehu. Since at the time that it's on his lap, since kol's man that it's there, he can guard against any hezek, so he didn't do anything wrong. Okay. So what's the other moment in time that we're going to look at?
Shachach.
So let's stop there. So it says, what's the other moment in time that you have to look to? There's two points on this continuum that are potential moments of pshia.
Tchilaso and sofa.
What's tchilaso when you put it down? Was there pshia there? No pshia. That was 100% okay.
What is it though? Because we don't say what it is. We just say it's not pshia.
It's nothing. He did. He was okay with what
it's
he
not
did.
Annoying.
No, nothing. What
doesn't
you did was,
doesn't the Gemara say that this is a case of shogig?
Second, we're trying to explain why it's not pshia. We're trying to explain why it's not pshia.
Okay, so he says over here that it's if he forgot, right? Then it'd be a case of onus.
No, that's not what he says.
That's what it seems like.
Where does he say that?
V'imishum
Anasu legabi shichra. I'm sorry. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So say
I could have been mistaken.
No. Say it again. What's your question?
That he's saying over here that in this specific case where he knew the rock was on his lap already, he placed the rock and then he forgot that it is anus.
Yeah, that's his anus.
But in our Gemara, we say that's a case of shogeg.
Where we got up though.
Yeah, but there's shogeg as opposed to pshia. You could have shogeg get closer to onus as opposed to mazer. That's the very question, Avi Hirschman, that the Nemuki Yosef is addressing. Why is this a case of onus and not a case of pshia?
Because there is no pshia.
Well, that's what he's saying. This is where's the pshia? Yeah. The reason why we think that there should be pshia here is because you knew about it and you failed to be careful about it. You forgot about it. You got up and it caused damage. So why is that onus? Let's call that pshia. Yeah. Right?
So why don't?
Isn't that the question that you're asking?
No, I'm asking why don't we call it shogeg? So we just assume that it's under the same umbrella?
Well, again, we saw that there's different types of onus. Remember, we saw there's onus closer to mezid, and there's onus closer to to nothing. Onus gomor. Onus ke'en geneva.
So far we...
Right, but he's saying a big chiddush here now. Well, not a big chiddush, but an important point that we might not have realized had we not seen this. And if I'm not mistaken, this is what Glenn Taylor was trying to express yesterday, although he was attributing to the other case, I think, but the Nemuki Yosef is saying it over here. And what's he saying? Why are you not Poshea? Why are you not Poshea now? Well, he's just saying, well, you're not Poshea. Why are you not Poshea? I understand I'm not Poshea when I put it on my lap, but why am I not Poshea when I get up?
Weren't
we
supposed to check?
We're not dealing with getting up there.
Exactly.
Here's just the act of.
That was the first step. Now the second step.
Yeah, but for any sort of damage to occur, step, he's going to have to stand up.
You checking yourself is to prevent whatever happens when you get up. If you're just sitting there, the act of you just putting it down.
When you put it down initially, you did nothing wrong. That's what he's
right.
saying. But now he says, what about.
Now you get up,
what about when you get up?
That is,
the
that shachach, where the
that's. No, that's the onus. That's exactly right. He says, that's not called pshia.
It should.
We would think it's called pshia. What do you mean? You forgot you had a rock there and you got up and you caused damage. Who else should be responsible for that? Right? No, that's called onus.
Why?
Even though he has obligations to check it. To
so yeah, that we have to work that out.
So that's the thing. He might not have an obligation.
Well, slow. Let's work. Well, let's go through what he says. All right? That's onus. So he's onus legabi shichra. A person, when it comes to forgetting things, forgetfulness is in the category of onus. We don't say that's pshia.
Why? Why would a guy who forgets?
Ve'imishum deshachach. If you'll tell me, because he forgot, let's patch him and say, no, you were poshea. Says the Mukhei Yosef, no, you can't do that. He cannot be held accountable for that as a poshea. Legabe shechacha kedamrinan gabe shivua. Like the Gemara says regarding the taking of oaths, libeich anaseich. The Gemara there is talking about a person who was under a false impression, made a shvua based on a false impression. We say, oh, that was a mistake. That was a mistake. You forgot something. You made a shvua based on something that you had forgotten. That's basically onus. But in the case of the gacheles, what are you going to say? Oh, I forgot that wind and fire don't mix. Havahocha gabe ruach mitzuya poshehu. That's pshia. You took a candle into a windy place and it caused damage. That's pshia. V'chayev. Because tchilasu b'pshia. V'sofa b'onis. Your act of setting up this whole chain of events was an act of pshia. Here he says you don't have any pshia. You don't even have tchilasu b'pshia.
So same thing with the gag. And the ruach shein mitzvah. That you put yourself out there. After
you yeah, that's like this case, right? It'd be like
you
the
put
case.
Yourself
what are you doing in ruach? What are you doing in ruach?
Tchilasu b'pshia.
Right, in the end, sofa is onus.
Is this clear so far? Just the facts?
Yeah.
Where's the amma?
But Daniel's asking a good question, or making a good point. He's saying that you see from the Nemuki Yosef of today, as compared to the Nemuki Yosef of yesterday, that over here, we're willing to say that a guy who knew something was there and then forgot about it, because it's in the category of shichcha, and shichcha is considered onus, So therefore, he's not liable for the resulting damage. But yet, in the case where he never knew about it, right? He never knew about it, and the thing is on his lap, and he gets up, and it falls and causes damage. What do we say there? Oh, you should have checked. Should have checked to make sure there's nothing on you, because that's very common that people put things on you.
There is potter from Arvidvarim also, no?
He's still potter from Dal and Tvar.
What are we trying to prove then?
You mean what's?
Wasn't it in yesterday's case?
No, in general. What's
the
proving?
Yeah, no, what's
the proving?
They what?
I can only answer one question.
My question.
No, it's okay. What? Your question? Zach has a question, too. Yeah, Zach. The reason, the Mukhi Yosef yesterday was addressing the question why is it not Onus Gomer? Why is it not Onus Gomer? We say in the Mishnah that Onus Kiratza. We say onus kiratzon, but not onus gomor. Onus gomor, you're off the hook for, except according to Ramban, right? Unless according to Ramban, you need the pshia of the nizak. So the Mukhi Yosef wants to know, hey, what about this case? Why are you responsible in this case for the hezek? What's the implication what's the basis of the question? Oh, that this should be onus gomor. Oh, Kamash Malan, it's not Onus Gomer. Why? Because you were somewhat lax. You should have checked. But all that does is take you out of the category of Onus Gomer. But he's not saying it's not... Right. He's not saying it's not quite Pshia. I'm sorry. He's not saying it's Pshia. He's saying it's just not Onus. Not Onus Gomer, rather. Maybe it's Onus Kain Aveda.
The guy today was saying, is it Onus Gomer? He's just regular Onus?
No, it doesn't work for Tosos.
Onus would not work for Tosos. That's why you're a problem.
No, that's why you're... That's why you're still chayiv. That's why you're chayiv for the hezek yesterday. There are two cases. Don't confuse the two cases. One case, you didn't know about it at all. So the new case says, hey, one second, that's Onus Gomor. You should be Potter. Why? How is Tosos going to explain the Gemara? The Gemara's conclusion is that you're chayiv here for the hezek. Forget about the Dal Dvarim for a minute. For the hezek. Oh, so he says, no, that's not true. It's true that Tosos would exempt you if it was Onus Gomer, but this is not Onus Gomer. Why? Because he should have checked. And since he didn't check, now you're not called an Onus Gomer. That doesn't mean Poshaya. It doesn't call it Poshaya.
And today's guy is not Onus Gomer either.
Today's guy, the forgetter, is not called a Poshaya. Right.
So they're the same category.
The one who had it placed on him and the one who forgot.
Both the
psakim are the same.
Both should have checked, didn't, and they're not poshea, they're ones, but not ones gomor.
No, the last first case is ones gomor, this is case ones.
He said
no.
Opposite?
You got a head shot.
I love his shot.
No. The first case, yesterday's case was not ones gomor. If it was ones gomor, Tosus would have a big problem.
He would have been.
He'd be at odds with the Gemara. The Gemara is holding that Yechayev over here. Quinta told us you'd have to be potter, but you're not. Oh, so it's easy to explain using this Nemukhi Yosef. Yes, there's Nemukhi Yosef. Yes?
So they're both Ones, but not Ones Gomor.
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
But today we're trying to explain why is this guy not Poshea? It would seem who's closest to being Poshea?
Today's.
Exactly. So that's the only question that we're dealing with today. Why is this guy not worse than yesterday's guy?
Is he worse than yesterday since he's chayav for gal?
I'm talking just about now in terms of the hezek.
Oh,
but not up to gal yet.
They're both chayav for
hezek. We're not up to hezek. I'm saying the hezek and the dal and the dal and dvar. Hezek and dal and dvar.
He's chayav in both cases.
No,
both he's not chayav in both cases.
They're chayav for nezek and their pots are for.
Potter from Ardor. Yeah.
They're equal. You want some justice.
Me specifically? I don't want anything. I just think that's the question that should be on your minds. Right?
Isn't
this something that should bother you? Look at these two cases. You understand why the one who never knew about it should be more exempt, but why should the rule be the same when we look at the case of the one who knew about it but forgot? Right? What's the case? Just give me one second. I'm sorry. Hikir ba v'shachachah v'amad v'nafla l'inyan ezikin chayev l'inyan dal dvar and potter. Right? So shouldn't the question be, hey, one second, you knew about it, you're Poshaya? No, you're not called Poshaya. It's still some form of onus. Still some form of onus. Ah, you should have checked. Yeah, but yesterday we already explained also that's not onus. It's not onus gomor, but it's still a form of onus.
Right, so it's not Poshaya, neither.
It's not Karvel Mezen. Not going to be Mechayev you for Dal Dvar. What about for Hezek? Yeah, Hezek, it's Mechayev for Hezek. Yachayfa hasik bein b'shogig bein b'mezik, unless it's onus gomor. So I'll say there's some element of onus here, maybe, but there's no pshia. What do you want to say, Avi Markowitz? I'm sorry.
I'm not like.
Are you protesting that?
No. It was nothing. It was no big experience.
But what about?
I was in like conquering the world.
Didn't have to be
no, pretty much had nothing to
say. Conquer the world worthy. If it's important to you, it's important to me.
No, it has to be conquered.
What do you say?
It's all or nothing.
It's all or nothing, is that what you said? All right, let's go fight with the Muki Yosef because it has a very practical application that he takes it to. Yes, young man.
Just wanted to suggest possibilities for why it's the case. It might be that.
I'm sorry, I'm not really sure what you're addressing yourself to.
The difference between case one where the rock is on the guy's lap. While he's sleeping, somehow the rock ends up on him.
Right, or just he doesn't have to be even sleeping; he just doesn't know that it's there.
That's right. What is it?
Could be sitting on a tree, and a bird could just drop it on his head. Doesn't have to be sleeping, right?
Yep.
He just gets up and it falls on his head.
Classic.
Classic. Exactly. Well,
deposits on his head.
Right. Deposit. What did I say? I'm sorry.
It drops.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Might that conjure up something more?
It's too small word.
No. Like you.
More bathroom related.
Yeah.
Right. No, that wasn't my intent.
No.
He's saying drop implies with greater force, more velocity.
You would notice something that
really, because that's not what I thought.
Well, no. Now I'm kind of upset that I was sort of on your wavelength. No, not because it was you, just because of the specific innuendo. But let's move on. I think we've
maybe there was great velocity.
He's saying
that's the point of this.
It doesn't really matter. What's your
okay, so the idea,
approach?
Maybe one idea is to say that the second guy, you don't expect someone to hold more than one thing at a time. So in the case of the fellow who is holding it and then he forgets, then it's like he at one point was guarding one object.
Yeah, he's guarding one
object. And now that the fact he forgot, that's one thing. But in the case of the guy who never had the object on him, then he should be expecting upon waking up that there could be an object on him. Or I should say that the object on him, the potential object on him, never had, was in the category of Shmira. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, what you're saying is true. I think what you're saying is true. You're trying to distinguish between two cases?
Yeah.
You're saying in the one case where he never knew about it, his chiyuv for
Shmira was never part. It was never fulfilled. Like in other words, he fulfilled it, but then he forgot about it. Whereas in the second case, he never even fulfilled the Shmira. So now that he
in the second case,
I'm sorry. In the first case, he never fulfilled the Shmira, like a minimum Shmira. Now he forgot about it. Yes, but that's shogeg. However, in the second case, he fulfilled his basic chiyuv of Shmira before going to sleep, like he was there, but then he just forgot about it. The bad forgetting is shogeg.
And in either case, there's no pshia.
Correct.
Okay, good.
Either way, there's a requirement to check on that. So it doesn't.
But the requirement to check
was fulfilled in the second case.
No.
He just forgot. Yes, the requirement to check was fulfilled.
No, not when you got up. The requirement to check.
Requirement
to check is
before
you get up, apparently.
But we're saying. Mugiyosu
says the requirement to check is to get.
Maybe
when you put it down, you were a shomer. You were watching it. Now you forgot. So forgetting is called onus. It's not called pshia.
Yeah,
the forgetting is why this guy's not.
You always have an obligation to check. You always have an obligation to check.
If the guy
now there's two ways. There's two ways that you can come to not check. What are the two ways that you can come to not check? Either you forgot that you had something on you. That's you should have obviously checked.
Classic.
And the other case is where you didn't even knew that you had something on you, so you said, "Oh, I don't have to check." But either case, you should have checked.
But if you just had it on you and you knew about it and you didn't check, you just stand up.
We would think that you're more chayiv in that case.
No, I'm saying if you
knew it was there,
you knew the whole
right.
time.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
it's 100%. That's right. But I'm saying ultimately the two cases are more similar than they are dissimilar insofar as there's no pshia per se. There's no pshia. They're forms of onus. One might be greater onus than the other, but they're both onus. Neither of them are karav l'mezid, or pshia for that matter. Right? But let's look at some of the other cases that he brings up. Maybe we'll put it in a different context for us.
The second case of the guy is also five gums, so it's a worse form.
Yes, so we'll have to see when we get to the next parameter how the case is different because of gulls. Because if you kill the shogeg in that second case, now you are held to a higher standard. Well, you knew you had the rock, and you got up, and you forgot about it, and it fell on someone's head, and you killed him, now you got to go to gulls. In the first case, when you never knew about it, then you don't go to gulls. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll have to test those two distinctions. Yes.
Yeah. Onus ke'in aveda considered like
greater. That's closer. That's closer to pshia.
It's also closer to. Like,
so when we get to just talk about the killing and the gulls, then we'll have to understand that. Let's go a little further now, Dr. J.
Yeah.
You on? You right?
Yep.
Not to give in.
Amr
Hamachaber. Amr Hamachaber. You okay? Vilafi. Vilafi.
Olafi harama zal. Nirali barur dami. Shalor.
Dami.
Dami.
Barur.
Mishlo is palo, but sheyesh lo zman is palo.
Sheyesh lo zman is palo. Mipnei she savur she alayin yishaer lo zman. אחר שיגמור איזו עסק שהוא מסעסק בו ובין כך ובין כך עברה לו השעה.
Stop. What's the case?
So he someone who he was busy with something.
Busy with something.
And the time for mincha arrived.
Well,
the
time for mincha arrived, meaning he could daven mincha.
He could daven.
And now he says, you know what? I got another 3 hours in which I could daven mincha. Let me finish this project. And then as soon as I finish the project with Daven Mincha, no problem. It's a 2 hour project, I have 3 hours with Daven Mincha, I'll plenty of time to Daven Mincha. Sort of like taking a nap. You know, let me just lay down for, I got an hour left till I get Daven Mincha. Let me just lay down for half an hour. That's a recipe for disaster, right?
Yeah.
No such thing.
Yeah, but isn't there his mommy's calling? I mean, it's the beginning stages of Mincha. I mean, it's more time as opposed to there, you have like only an hour. Okay, it's not.
I'm just giving you something else to relate to that.
Being too technical, sorry.
Yeah. But Och Yeshlo's Mamas Pala. Just, he still has time to daven. He hasn't davened, and he has more time to daven. And now he remembers that he has to daven. That's the point. The point is he becomes aware, or he is aware, that he has to daven. Yes? He says, oh, I haven't davened yet, but you know what, I have time to daven. So at that moment, what happens? He makes a decision. The decision is, rather than stop to daven, he's going to continue engaging in his activity.
That's
one thing. So what's going on now?
It's not calling it Poshea or.
So it's
or.
Not called Poshea nor Mezi.
Good.
But he governs Tashlumin.
Benkach or Benkach over lo Hashah, ain't on Nikra Mezi to Poshea. Ella Harehu Bechlal Ta over lo Espalo, Shemastap Mispalo Shtaim. He's a guy who made a mistake. He's like a guy who made a mistake.
Right, but he put himself in that situation to make a mistake.
Slow down.
He wasn't planning on missing it.
Slow down. If you got to the end of the Muki Yosef, you know that he revisits this case and he calls it into question. But right now, what he's saying is that they're analogous.
Can I give a example? Like, so I'm based on Muki Yosef saying right now. If you give yourself an hour and a half to get to a certain place before Shabbos, that should take a half hour. And you get stuck in your car.
No, that's different. I mean, you can't.
Why is that different?
Because now you can't drive. It's Shabbos. It's not like a banana pshi and onus. Once this man for Shabbos comes, right? You can't just say, "Well, okay, I'm."
Yeah, heard Dalmar.
There's no heter to drive just because you're an onus. There's no.
What I'm saying is you're putting yourself in a situation.
You're not supposed to. There's a separate oath like that. You're not supposed to travel certain distance.
Would you be under the category of poshea or mezid there? Just like putting yourself in that situation. That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing.
Well,
here.
I guess it could depend on circumstances. It could depend on circumstances.
Bring a chafas.
It could depend on circumstances. But they're a little different because there you have no brera. What are you supposed to do once the shkia comes? That's it. Nothing else
you
could do.
I'm saying you could have easily done it before and your mind went somewhere else.
Right.
So it's exactly the same.
But you're aware of the time limit that you have.
Right.
You're
so
aware. You have 3 hours.
That's what we're dealing with before. It's the same case as...
One second.
There are different kinds of deadlines.
Oh, so that's what he's saying. It's the same thing.
It's an analogous case.
Exactly.
It should be Pashia. It still should be Pashia.
But our case is not Pashia.
The case here...
Our case is not Pashia.
Which case?
Our case is not Pashia. You put the rock on your lap, and you knew about it, and you did it in a nice way, and then you got up, but you forgot that it was there, and it fell. That's not called Pashia.
We're saying it should be Pashia.
No, that was our question. Why isn't that Pashia?
Right, why isn't it?
So you just explain, because you didn't do anything wrong. You put it in a protected way, and then you forgot later. Forgetting is onus. So he says, say the same thing by davening. You made a decision. You made a decision to continue doing what you're doing. Did you do anything wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. You have 3 hours to daven. So that's not called Pashia. Oh, then you forgot. You got caught up. Onus. You could see why that seems analogous. Okay.
It happens.
But we'll see in a minute that he has another reason to call this into question. Let's go a little further.
Tell us just something we use to refer to in davening.
Tell me I made a mistake.
Yeah, it's the Gemara there. It's the Gemara.
So we're not saying...
Tov lo espalo is the case where you daven tashlumin. As opposed to a guy who says, you know what, I don't feel like davening shachar today. I'll daven mincha twice. That you can't do. You can't get up in the morning and say, you know what, nah, I'm not feeling shachar today.
What if you think you'll wake up in time for shachar, but then when you go back to sleep and then re-wake
up? That's the case of Tov.
I'm sure that doesn't happen too often.
I think it has to be case specific. Like if you have a half hour till dawn, I don't take a half hour nap. Like it's not practical.
That's different. Okay, that's different stuff.
Well, I'm talking about like I wake up at 8 and then I go back to sleep and I wake up at like 1 and it's happening.
Right. So that would sound like a tall case.
I should have woken up.
Well,
like,
yeah, 4 hours.
Expecting
he's
me to go back
he just
to sleep.
Doesn't play
four hours.
Yeah, he's not expecting to do that.
What time is the
he's not intentionally going back to sleep.
You slept through the alarm.
You said you woke up at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
He said, okay, I'll get up for 9 o'clock, man. This is 9 o'clock minion. I'll get up for 9 o'clock minion.
I would say it's tall.
That's tall. That's not Pashia.
I mean, that's Pashia. Yeah.
That's Pashia?
What
if... But
you
I could still...
Hour
you don't have to
dab
with a minion. I could wake up at any time before what? Like,
so let's say it's Zaman's 9
o'clock.
That's different. Okay.
No.
Let's take one step at a time.
I don't think it's over that early, is it?
10:15.
Not likely.
Yeah, see? 10:15. Golden. 10:15. 8 to 10, that's not likely.
Any Kriyat Shema is that what
Let's just try to stay focused. Zach, you're missing out on the excitement here, man.
Goes back to sleep.
Come on. Someone want to continue? Dr. J, just do the other case now, okay? Another case. A similar case. Right. Yona lends me a certain sum of money. And I say, Yona, listen, I really appreciate this loan. I make a shavua to him. I'm going to pay him back next Tuesday. I say, I will gladly pay you back Tuesday for the loan today. And I make a shvuah, most of money, yeah. What happens? So that day comes. I look at my calendar. Right, I get a reminder, email, that pay Yona. Okay, it comes at 11 o'clock in the morning. Shki is at 7 o'clock, let's say. I got plenty of time. So I say, okay, I remember now that I have to pay Yona. But what happens? I get caught up. I get called into a meeting. I get one thing leads to another. I turn around, and lo and behold, what time is it? Day's over. It's gone. Look down at my desk. I see the envelope says, Yona B. I made a shrew that I was going to pay him back. So how do we view my actions? Go ahead, Dr. J. Right, he forgot about it. He got caught up in stuff, and he forgot the fact that he had to pay back the loan. Hooray! That's like onus.
Caught up.
It's what?
Because he was caught up.
Yeah, in other words, what he's saying in both of these cases right now is there's no tchilasa b'pshia. What I did now was not irresponsible. See, in both cases, it's Od Hayom Gadol. Doesn't he say that? Yeah. In the latter case, it says Od Hayom Gadol. See, this was sort of what was bothering Daniel Simon. At what point can he say this? Well, when there's Oreh Yom Gadol, I don't have to run right now to Yonah's office and bring him the money. It's plenty of time. It's 7 hours left of the day. Am I being irresponsible by not running over there right now because I remember? No. And how about in the case of Mincha? What's the case of Mincha? I didn't pray Mincha yet, but what? Why am I not doing that? But still have time to do it. And I think that I'll still have plenty of time after. Are either of those things pshia right now when I make that decision? Is that an act of pshia?
No.
Given the circumstances. No. It's not a pshia.
Testing is procrastination pshia.
What's that?
Is procrastination a pshia?
Well, at some point it might become pshia.
Right, but I'm not
when
at this
I have
point.
Plenty of time to do it, you can't say I'm pshia. Because I could continue to do it for many hours to come.
Doesn't depend on the person, though. If you're a guy who always gets caught up and things, this does not apply to you. Even as much time as you have.
I don't know if we're going to get into such fine line distinction.
I feel like this is too general. That's what I'm saying. It's too general what we're doing here.
Well, right
he has
now,
more time in the day, but like if you're a guy who always wastes time, or like you got as much time in the
can't
world.
You can't deal with cases like that, right? Halach doesn't deal with aberrations.
It's too general.
But tefillah, you're right about one thing. You're right when it comes to tefillah. Because now the Mukhi Yosef backs off. What did he say about tefillah? However, umihu, it's not because it's rizus. See, it's not because it's rizus.
Shouldn't there be?
It's a different idea. Well, it's rizus you have by everything. If it's a mitzvah to pay him back, maybe you should say the same thing. That's not going
to
make you posheya. That's not going to make you posheya. Yeah, of course. I made a shvu that he's going to pay him back. He has a chiyuv to pay him back. We don't.
Like, it's not like a direct.
I think it's both. If you don't pay him back, then on time, that's a violation. If I do pay him back, it's a kiyum aseh. Of course. You're being mekayem yeshua.
Oh, cool.
So, but in general, we are not supposed to be shuas.
Of course, let's be very careful, the way he speaks, not to say something that might rise to the level of shuas. That's a different issue. Forgetting about that. That's a practical matter.
But is it wise then?
Those are generalities. You know, in secular law, you have the reasonable man standard. In halacha, we have something similar, what's called shia. That's not called pshia. When a guy has 4 hours to do something, he just says, I'll do it later instead of doing it now, that's not pshia yet.
Yeah, but then you also have a second, of course, he's done this before, therefore maybe we shouldn't let him have, it's a crime.
This is the first time he ever did this.
You see that anywhere?
Yep.
I don't see that.
You mean if he has a chazaka doing something, does that,
right,
does that become pshia? Let's just deal with the facts that we're given. I'm not sure. I hear what you're asking. But I'd rather try to stay focused on this point for now. I mean, we could broaden the discussion once we finish this. Okay? Now he says, even when it comes to tefillah, however, it might not be analogous. Tefillah might be worse than the case of the stone in your pocket, the stone in your lap. Why? Umihu.
Umihu le'inyan tefillah yesh lachush yosem apneisha amro chazal lo yeshev adam lifnei hasafar samuch yamincha.
Vlodin. Guy's not supposed to go in to Bezdin, Samuch Mincha, or go into the barber, Samuch Mincha, because which?
I thought it was like safe actually.
No, Sapar. Mm-hmm. Right? He shouldn't go in there because maybe what will happen, he'll get there too close to his man, he'll get caught up, he'll turn around, he'll miss his man. Alright, so now Halacha tells you not allowed to do that. Halacha posits that is a,
Wait,
let's call it a date. 1 second, please. That is a dangerous activity. Halacha tells you that's dangerous.
Right.
Now you go ahead and you do that. Guy says, Eino Rashai Lomar Ani Esev Lo Avor. He can't say, I'm going to beat the system. I'll go and I won't be over. If he does that, and then he is, that's a Pashia. So maybe when he takes chances with Tfilah, maybe when he does that, he is called a Poshea.
Right, but in our case where he has the opportunity to daven, he should be aware of the fact
that
something could happen.
That's what he's saying.
Right, saying he's supposed
so
to
that's why I'm saying that it is pshia.
That's what he's saying. He's taking back what he gave
I'm
you before.
I'm agreeing in an argumentative voice.
Exactly.
I'm just so angry.
You're masking.
In the case of the money, and the case of Evan Munachas, he's still saying that there's no pshia. That's not called pshia. But in the case of tefillah, and in the case of the gachelas, that's pshia.
Gachelas,
the coal, the ember. So what is it that makes a person pshia? How would you define when your action is an action of pshia?
Well, the first thing you do is pshia.
Yeah, but what? What does that mean? What is pshia? You can't just define pshia by saying
you do something
pshia.
That's, again, No, it can't because it doesn't work. Also, you do think that's inevitably going to happen, but it's not.
Well,
it's not the case where the guy gets up with the Evan Menatas. It's not that case.
Well, because he's that's not a case of Pshia.
Right.
Well, if the rock is there and he knows about it and he gets up, that would say that's Pshia.
Right. Pshachach makes it not Pshia.
Right.
So not in that proper mindset makes it. Or you're losing your das makes
well, let's take the case of Gachelas. The guy goes outside with a candle and it's very windy. Or
das. That's he has das there.
But what's he doing? Look at his Misa. What type of action is he doing that makes his action Pshia?
He's actively going outside. He's that, I mean,
yeah, he's actively going outside, but what is that? What kind of action is that? Is that a wise thing to do? Huh?
What do you mean? It's negligent. It's a negative action.
Good. What makes it negligent? Why is that negligent?
It's direct causality.
Yeah, but if I do, but I could have direct causality and it could be totally accidental, right?
Yeah, but in this case, it's known by
okay.
those familiar.
So phrase that in some workable definition. What's the other case? By tefillah. What's he saying when he says about the Sapar case? You can't say, ani es evelo avor. Why? Because you're on notice.
So it's against.
You're on notice.
Pia's when you put yourself in that situation.
In what situation?
In a situation where you might be doing something wrong. Not
might
where,
be doing something wrong.
Not where
vague.
A situation could come about
it's
because you're doing something wrong.
When you're the one second case is where you're going against a direct halacha.
But what is that halacha? What is the halacha telling you?
Not to put yourself into situations.
Because what? Because Shema Yahavah. Because Shema Yahavah. Does the halacha set up lest you come to overextend the time limitations? That's the reason for the halacha. So now when you say, I'm going to do that anyway, that's pshia. What do you mean? The whole reason why you're not supposed to do that is because you might come to violate the time constraints. You did it. Of course that's pshia.
It doesn't work though for the other two.
The guy says, I know normally when you walk outside with the in normal wind, people walk around with torches in normal wind, sparks fly all over the place and
things
get burnt. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to be careful. That's pshia.
Is that
so I would say pshia is engaging in an activity that you know
can
or should know will cause the particular damage that you're concerned about.
It
doesn't have
usual,
to be you think you're concerned.
The usual outcome.
Wait, doesn't even have to be that you make that cheshbon.
Wait, so is a pshia someone who doesn't end up hurting anyone and but
you want to know, can you be still be poshe? Yeah, I would say that's still an active Shia,
but
there's no, it's just, you got lucky. You're poshe without any kind of hezek.
I'm going to use a Socratic method.
You can do what? Craig method?
Socratic method.
Okay.
Can you say that?
I'm going to come back tomorrow.
Okay, but you understand what I'm saying? You could still have an active Shia without any kind of, I mean, think about it. A guy shoots, I gave an example before. A guy's shooting in a space where there are likely to be people. Would you say that's pshia? Certainly pshia. No one came down the hallway. No one got hit. It's definitely still pshia.
How's that not the mazit? It's like...
It's pshia. Carl the mazit. I mean, okay. It could be.
If you get that definition again, pshia.
Yeah, I would say pshia is acting in a way where you know or should know that your action is going to result in a negative, I'm saying you,
potentially.
It's almost inevitable. Halacha is saying it's inevitable.
Yeah. What's it your actions are going to?
Well, very likely.
Or more likely than not.
Well, very
likely.
Were you acting in such a way where you know or should know that your actions will more likely than not cause a negative result that we're concerned about. That's pshia. I'm walking around with a lit torch in the middle of a windy space. That's just dumb.
Yep.
Why? Because I know what's going to happen. Or if I don't know, I should know.
Yep.
Same thing here about tefillah. Halacha tells you should know that this is not a wise thing to do. With the money case, why is the money case different? Because I got an Ora Yom Gono. It's not... I don't have to say, well, that's pshia because there's 8 hours left to the day and maybe I'll forget. No, that's not... There's no reason to say that. And if not for the fact that halacha didn't specifically tell me that by tefillah, I wouldn't know that either. But Chazal already told you, this is dangerous. Don't do it. That's it. They made it dangerous. Chazal made those activities dangerous. Right? So once I go ahead and I do that, I'm doing something dangerous. I don't mean dangerous where you can hurt someone, dangerous where you can cause a negative result. Right? Got that?
On notice.
Right, exactly, you're on notice. You're on notice.
So in the case of the guy who made the shul,
to pay the money?
Yeah, let's say he's got half an hour left and it takes him 20 minutes to make it to the other office.
And that might be Pshia. That's sort of what Daniel's asking, you know, but that's what I'm saying. Sticking with what he gave us, Ol Hayom Gadol, that's not Pshia.
Yep, the great part of the day.
He has a significant part of the day left.
Yeah.
Significant part of the day remains. Okay. All right? You want to say something?
No, I want to try something.
I don't know what that means. We
can pause it for a second.
Strange kid.
Oh, voice modulation. I don't think it's paused.
It's definitely not paused.